Yeah, look, it's fantastic. It was a great experience last year. You just have to make sure that the day doesn't take over, you know, the venue especially. But, you know, the most important thing is it's a 90-minute match like any other, and we have to prepare the same. Focus has to be the same. We have to go and implement our game plan as best as we can and not let the day and the excitement take over too much.
On Saturday night now, are you going to be full of nerves, making little tweaks to your plan, or resting easy?
Yeah, well, look, we're fortunate enough that one of the sponsors is obviously putting us up in the hotel up in Dublin the night before, so we'll all be together. I think we'll have a nice, relaxed evening. But yeah, I mean, at this stage now, we kind of know what we're doing. We know what the plan is. All the players are aware of what their role is going to be on the day and how it's going to work out. So all the hard work's done, to be honest, in terms of preparation. And we have to, you know, we have to make sure that we hand over the responsibility to the players, you know, once they cross the line. We hand over that responsibility and they take over. And obviously, look, we can discuss things and change things on the day, but generally we're as prepared as we can be now at this stage.
Experience isn't going to count for a whole lot, knowing that these two teams faced each other last year, but obviously getting that win last year in the biggest day of them all, that's going to have a little bit of a psychological edge for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, Wexford have a great kind of past record behind them in all competitions. Coming into the Aviva again against the same opposition, look, they've Pima have won the league and deservedly so. So I'm sure they're kind of confident and buoyed by that. But just for ourselves, like, we know what we're capable of, and we've looked back at previous games, and no, we probably should have took more out of games this year, maybe when we didn't, maybe in the past, probably won games where we might not have performed up to where we needed to be and still took the points, and it's just been a tougher year that way. But as a group, we're able to look back and see that we've been a lot better than maybe our league table form represents. But we probably haven't got the roll of the dice maybe on days. But look, no, confidence-wise ourselves, we know we're more than capable of going in and getting a good result on the day.
Last year, obviously, you were winning all around you and you were setting such high standards for yourselves that not winning the league this year. When you look back in the season, though, do you think that, you know, Wexford dropped off a little bit, or is it just a case of Shelburne, Pima, these guys just started to step up to your level?
I think, look, we had a wobbly start, and look, it's not a very forgiving league. You don't really get a chance to get points back once you drop them against them top couple of sides. Look, we brought in a good few new players. We experimented with a few times, didn't really work out, and those players, some of the players we brought in, they didn't really suit what we were looking for, and they decided they didn't want to give the level of commitment that we were looking for, and they went different ways. Other players looking for probably more game time that we're able to offer, and again they've gone their separate ways. And other side of it then is other players have come in, like Sir Lauren Kelly and Lynn Craven have come in, and they're the ideal character, the type of player you're looking for with the right attitude, and they work hard and probably took a little bit of time to bed them in, but they've been great additions to the squad. And I think only since the Champions League and after that then we really started to see the team gelling. And it's just unfortunate it took that little bit longer, that we kind of did drop those points early on in the season, and we're always kind of chasing them back, and it's difficult. But I think it's easy to say we were kind of poor or this, that and the other this year, but I think a couple of the games were very, very, very close. Goalkeeping errors have cost us at times, and that's something that is disappointing. But generally, I think very close games amongst the top couple of sides, and maybe we came out on the wrong end of them this time when our performances deserve more, and possibly last year we came out on the right end of them where we didn't deserve it. So that's football.
Yeah, last weekend, obviously a 7-1 win over Kilkenny. What sort of a preparation does that bring you for a cup final? Obviously, you're kind of a couple of levels ahead of Kilkenny, but it's still good to get that win and get that momentum.
Yeah, look, it's good just to be out on the pitch and implement more ideas. I think saying that as well, like the last half hour, I think there was only one player on the pitch that started in the Aviva last year. We were fortunate enough to bring on a few of the under-17s into the bench as well. So it was really good to see that. For us, like, we kind of knew the league was kind of out of our hands a little bit earlier on. So once we won that semi-final game, it was more important then that our preparation was really focused on the cup final. Whereas last year, that distraction of obviously maintaining league form, making sure you're getting your points every week and staying top, and maybe left the Aviva to the last thing to think about. We'll probably have that little bit more time to kind of concentrate on it and make sure we're prepared as best we can.
This is a second cup final. So would winning this game, would that make it a positive season?
Yeah, I think so. I think, look, same as last year, we competed in all three cup finals last year. We've competed in, obviously one of the cups wasn't ran this year, but we competed in the two cup finals again this year. So it has been a success even to get to a cup final. Every team looks to get to cup finals. look, I suppose you're always going to be judged on whether you lift that silverware or not. But for us now, we're delighted how the players have done this year. Getting to any cup finals is an achievement in itself. So we just hope then on the day, look, and the players are hungry, they've got a real appetite now. And obviously not having lifted silverware this year now, there's probably an extra little bit of push on this one. And they're in great spirits. It's really good, all fresh and raring to go. And looking forward to the day.
The three losses to Piemont this year are going to stand out when you look at your fixtures back at the end of the year, but they haven't been hockeyings, they haven't been terrible beatings. It's just always, as you mentioned earlier on, it's just the one little mistake, you know, and that's all it's been in these couple of games.
Yeah, look, they're a great side. The last time we played them up in Newcastle, up at their place, we watched it back. We created more chances in that game than we created in any of the matches we played against them last year. So that's really frustrating, whereas last year we came out the winners in all those games. But you know, we're creating plenty of chances, and just unfortunately games probably weren't going our way. So look, it's ready to tick, and that's really, really important for us, and I'm sure it will on the day. It's due to change for us.
And finally, Tom, what would it mean to Wexford to add another trophy to the already growing trophy cabinet over the last couple of years?
Yeah, look, it'd be fantastic. This is my second year here. I couldn't have asked for any more from the players. I think every competition we've entered since I've been here, we've competed really well in. And look, I'm just delighted that the response I get from them, the attitude I get from them, it's excellent. So look, it'll mean an awful lot for us to go and add to the trophy cabinet. It's what we want to do. It's what you're here to go and do. I think we should have a huge history, and look, we want to continue that. We want to continue, you know, dominating the women's game and being strong every year. Saying that though, we're always put down as the underdog, so I think that works in our favour at times as well. We don't mind that one, but yeah, it's important that we add to the cabinet, and yeah, we're going to look to do that in the weekend.